I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Attackers killed about 50 people in rural eastern Burkina Faso May 27. Islamist violence continually plagues the region. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have especially made inroads into Burkina Faso. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach tells us,
it's restricted our travel for our mobile clinic, going to some of the villages. It's not safe for them to travel with the medical and the evangelistic team that go. And it's also affected our young ladies that are at the boarding school for the Village of Opportunity. We have about 13 that are going to be staying over the summer.
In January, military officials in Burkina Faso kidnapped the president and dissolved the government. They claimed it was necessary to stop Islamist violence, but so far, that hasn't happened. Continue to pray safety for CWO staff. And in Haiti, trash often sits on the streets or clogs the waterways. The country has just one dump site, located near the capital city, Port-au-Prince. And over the last few decades, many Haitians have started eating food and plastic packaging rather than local, biodegradable materials. For Haiti with Love launched a cleanup campaign for the northern city of Cap-Haitien. Eva DeHart talks about Rosalind's work.
It's not only unsightly and smelly, but it's also a breeding ground for all kinds of diseases. So she's trying to get other ministries and the businesses involved to clean up around their own areas. And if she can get enough people to do that, then she's accomplishing her goal.
As Christians care for the streets and waterways of Haiti, pray many would see the love of Jesus through their actions. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.